Welcome to the Lost Library, Seeker. Enjoy your stay.
We open on darkness. A large clunk and hum as bright lights fill a chamber that is filled wall to wall with 6 to 7 foot tall glass tubes. The two figures approach the point of view of the audience. So, I've been working on this one for, let's see, I think I picked him up about a week ago. I'm very happy with the progress he's been making. And I think he will be very, very useful. We see now the two figures. One, a shorter man with close-cropped brown hair, clean-shaven, in a lab coat, and someone with a white doublet, cane, and tails with a mask that obscures his entire face with gold interlaid cogs. Will it be ready for deployment? Yes, sir. Give me a bit to run him out and I'll show you exactly what he's supposed to do. Ensure that it 703 and 028 are also ready. Fair enough. We're going for something big then. And the man in white turns and walks away. The man in the lab coat walks closer to our point of view, begins looking directly at the camera. You're going to make me so proud. I'm so happy how well you've grown. And he presses his face against glass and it fogs up slightly. I know you could never let me down. I'm so happy to see you go. You've done so well.
Joe, I am your GM here on Fifth Watch. You can follow me on Twitter at TheJoeHadfield, and you can check out my podcast, WTF Anime.
My name is Alan Sells, and I play Jace McGuire, God Ranger Blue Athena. You can find me at Alan_Sells on Twitter.
I'm Eli, I play Kronos, and you can find me on Twitter at TheVikingBear__. And be sure to check out my other shows, Hoof and Sword and SHU Podcast.
I'm Melissa Wilkinson. I play Mitch Carver, and you can find me on Twitter at WilkieWit.
Hello, my name is Raphael Johns. I'm playing Gwen Smith, on Ascent in this, and you can find me as like Twitter at Eldritch Roth. Other than that, there's a Tumblr that I'm going to set up that you can follow. I haven't decided on the URL yet. I'm very beautiful. Thank you.
So, where do we pick up with our heroes?
I'm pretty sure that Jace and Gwen are on a date.
Yes, they probably are.
So you guys are in Mom's Diner Dash. It's the kind of realization of what like a modern day 1950s diner. It is all white and red leather.
All with this very hokey speedster sort of theme.
And we have Jace and Gwen sat at a booth. You have your milkshakes.
Hold up, pardon. Allow me to reiterate. Jace has his milkshake. Gwen has, like, 5 milkshakes. That he's been, like, he's been sipping from each one, like, randomly. Like, he's lots of milkshakes.
And all of them are different flavors, I'm guessing?
Oh, of course. He's got a mint chocolate chip one. He's got something like blackberry, probably. You know, green tea, all sorts of just random flavors, caramel, anything he wants.
Jace has a strawberry cheesecake, and it's got like a whole strawberry on the side of the glass that's been sliced and like put on there for garnish. So, good work. I mean,
Yeah. Yeah, I think when I tried to chase him down, he was too fast for me to catch up to. So I kind of feel like I failed that portion.
Not at all. I mean, he's an adult super. He's been in the game for goddess knows how long.
Yeah, well, I'm supposed to be pretty fast, but I guess I wasn't. So
maybe I shouldn't have just brought up work. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. I thought you did really well too. Yeah, your planning abilities are extraordinary. There aren't a lot of heroes, I think, probably like you, Jace. So
I know there aren't a lot like you, Gwen.
Yeah, Gwen's definitely flushing a whole lot. Like, right now.
Jace smiles and kind of cuts his eyes over to the left. You've noticed them too, haven't you? They're trying to be sneaky, but...
Oh, yeah, actually, I charged all the food that we ordered to their table, so I'm not really all that bothered.
Mitch has hacked into the very basic computer system that runs the cash registers at this place. He can tell everything is being charged to his account, and he has diverted it back into some enemy's account. He is charging it to the high school's activities board.
Oh, yeah.
We're charging them for like $60 worth of food right now for four people.
That's a teenage boy squad. It makes total sense.
Mm-hmm. Kronos is trying to very subtly, like using their telekinesis, move something that's like right in the way of being able to see their table, like hopefully subtly enough to where Jason Gwen don't see it. So it's like a little bit at a time.
Yeah. They've been over there for like, I don't know how long, but I'm wondering when we should probably just go over and just invite them to just hang out.
Yeah. But I'm glad that we got to spend time, you know, just us.
Yeah. This is probably a bad time to.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. Definitely. Sorry. Yeah. 100%.
Oh, no. No, what I was about to say is the bad thing. No, I'm really glad we got to hang out too. I know I was at the scene when it happened, but what exactly happened to Pink? I didn't see what happened. I just know something did, and I know it feels weird sitting here.
No, it's okay.
If you don't want to talk about it.
It's good to talk about it. It's good to remember him. He died a hero. Deicide was preparing to take a building out. He'd been threatening that he was going to destroy this building if Odin didn't, I don't know, like, I wasn't privy to exactly what the demand was, but, Leo and I were clearing out civilians. We got them all out, but there was still a cat in there. And Leo said that there was enough time. There wasn't. The building came down and Leo didn't come out.
I'm really sorry. I didn't.
It's okay. When you take on the mantle of a God Ranger, danger's part of it. And sometimes this happens. But. And his eyes have just kind of gotten a little bit misty, but he starts blinking like rapidly. But like I said, he died a hero. He saved 20 people that day from that building.
And one cat.
Thank you, Kronos.
I think Mitch has taken a paper placemat and folded it up into an origami cat and, like, chucked it at Jace's head from across the room.
Jace reaches up and grabs it, but gently and not crushes it, and just sets it down next to his milkshake glass. It's very pretty, Mitch, he says, and he doesn't turn.
Thanks. I worked hard on it.
I can tell. Why don't y'all come and sit with us?
Kronos comes over, still wearing their full costume. But over it as a bad disguise, a large Hawaiian shirt and like a hat, a large sun hat.
I'm so happy in this moment.
And Mitch is wearing the same thing he wears every day. Tries to take over the world every day in his crisp black three-piece suit. And I think he doesn't trust the napkins at this place, and he has a series of like silk handkerchiefs.
Oh, God.
All monogrammed.
Yep.
Jace scoots in to let Kronos sit down. Jace is wearing like tight jeans, a button-down shirt that's like really fitted, and yeah, that's about it. Although I will say, as I'm scooting and I've been telling this story, you see some metal shining at Jace's neck. And as he moves, a necklace falls out that has a ring, just a simple band that is silver with a line of pink. And he, as it like falls out, he kind of looks around and quickly tucks it back under his shirt.
Yeah, he'll pick up his chair, move it a little bit. So there's room for Mitch to come sit down next to him. He is wearing probably like distressed tight jeans. So like they've got rips in them and a tank top and Converse shoes. But he's also wearing what looks like essentially just like one long fingerless glove on one arm, like all the way up to his shoulder, which is conspicuous. But like, I imagine none of you have asked him about it yet. So it's conspicuously there. So,
oh, and I forgot, Jace still has his ascot on.
He still has his ascot.
Yep. His blue ascot. Mm-hmm. That's embroidered.
Mm-hmm.
So you two followed us here. Is there a reason you did that, or
No, we were in the neighborhood and, and I said to Mitch, I was like, hey Mitch, you know, a milkshake and a burger and some fries would be great. And then we just happened to, you know, see you over there. So, yeah.
It's amazing for us to run into you, our friends, here at this very common dining establishment.
Yes.
You know, I felt really comfortable here at this place for no particular reason. Nothing, you know, just because I like 50s stuff. And I would love it if you guys wouldn't make it uncomfortable for me by lying about why you came.
I mean, if you want, I can, like, remove whatever suspicions you have about the situation. You know, I'd be happy to do so. With permission, of course.
Such a kind and very not creepy offer. I think I will keep my memories of this particular moment because... they're special to me now, but...
And Jace kind of smiles.
I would appreciate it if maybe next time if you wanted to go with us, to go hang out on a totally normal, not date thing, then you could, you know, just ask.
I mean, we're all friends.
Yeah, I wanted to come spy on you guys because I knew that if I asked you guys later, you wouldn't tell me the complete truth about this. And I'm interested enough that I want to know, and I want to see it with my own eyes.
You're interested in what? Why would we not tell you the truth?
I mean, what truth is there to tell? I mean...
Here, milkshakes, Jace.
Gentle hand touching? You wouldn't have reported the gentle hand touching to me.
Jace turns red.
I mean, friends, hands, graze. It happens. Hands cannot be controlled. Where did they go? Where are they even going? Nobody knows anything about hands. They're uncontrollable beasts with their own minds and thoughts. And he takes another sip of like multiple milkshakes. And that's that's just how they go. Sorry.
Both Jace and Gwen feel what would normally feel like, you know, if someone were like to nudge them with their elbows, but it's Kronos using telekinesis.
I know. Oh, hey, look, food's here.
Now, I don't know how much food you guys ordered, but like to himself, Gwen was like two burgers, one order of onion rings. So it's like just a lot of food for him. He doesn't know about the rest of it. He was going to share some with Jace, maybe.
Mitch has ordered like a mushroom Swiss horseradish burger. A very great burger, but something no other 17-year-old boy has ever wandered into this restaurant and purchased for himself.
Horseradish? sandwich. Holy fuck.
That does sound delicious, though.
Jesus.
Jace just ordered, like, a standard all-American hamburger with the toppings and fries. Just very, very standard.
All-American boy.
Kronos orders a different burger and a different side every time because they're not sure what they like anymore. This time it is a barbecue chicken sandwich with cheese fries.
Ooh.
And even though they don't remove their mask, somehow the food still gets eaten.
So what speedster is our waiter dressed as, Joe?
Ask a Joe off the top of his head. You better have some speedsters.
Okay, I was trying to think of speedsters, and then you came out with all this, like, lovey-dovey gay shit, like, distracted. So, like, fuck you.
You're welcome.
The speedster that is serving you is Hermes, who is a... as the name implies, a very Grecian-inspired speedster. A lot of golds, a lot of whites.
Little wings on the feet.
The actual armies doesn't, but for the fact that everyone assumes that wings on feet equals armies, they're very impractical and keep, like, catching on, like, chair legs. It's kind of a mess.
So as they walk away, I kind of, under my breath, yeah, Hermes kept trying to join the God Rangers, and it was awkward.
I can't imagine why that would...
He just doesn't have a mantle. It's not like you're trying to be disrespectful of Hermes or anything. It's just there's no mantle for him. So,
I mean, there's lots of different... I don't know. I think it's sad that he would feel like he would need to necessarily join to be a great superhero, because lots of great superheroes are on their own.
Absolutely. That is very true.
I mean, I don't really pay attention to the superhero game, like, here, but I know a lot about, like, Silver Age heroes and stuff. So I'm gonna eat all this. And he just sort of starts very quickly shoveling things into his sort of mouth. It's less eating and more just, like, consumption.
Get them calories back.
So
Kronos is also chowing down and just kind of thinks, says out loud, but in sort of thinking to himself out loud, is there a God Ranger Jesus?
Out of character, I considered it, but was like, no, that would be a bad, bad thing to do.
God of Ranger Buddha, God of Ranger Allah.
So as you guys are eating, as to fit in with the trope, there's a TV on the wall, and it plays a... newscast that you kind of catch an interesting part of. Basically, the anchor sitting at a desk with a picture of Brazen in his prime. Halcyon City is saddened to learn that the death of Brazen occurred earlier this evening. A large ceremony will be held at Town Hall tomorrow, as well as a smaller private ceremony for his family. All of Halcyon City's citizens are, of course, welcome to attend. It will be an incredible celebration of the life of such an incredible man.
Jace snorts and takes a big bite of his burger.
Mitch has made another piece of origami out of another paper placemat. Just a simple plane. He had to do it quickly, and he, like, throws it right in the news anchor's eye before they're done talking about bracing.
Do you think they'll bury him in the shoes that I, like, molded together? Or... well, they probably change his clothes.
They'd put those in a museum, I think. That's impressive.
Well, I mean, they'll probably put his whole costume in a museum.
I don't know if he deserved to die for it, though.
I mean, no.
No.
He didn't deserve to die. He was a jerk, but, I mean, he definitely didn't deserve to die.
No matter how villainous the villain, no one deserves death.
I don't know. I think Deicide might deserve death.
No. Deicide has done horrible things, but death is not justice. He deserves justice. And Jace, kind of feeling the temperature of the room drop 5 degrees, just takes another bite of his burger and chews kind of slowly.
So how are you eating if you don't have a mouth, Kronos?
Jace chokes on his burger a little bit.
I mean, it's not that I don't have a mouth. I'm just wearing a mask.
But I've never seen you without your mask on, and it covers your whole face.
Well, yeah. I mean, how do you run so fast? These are just things we do.
Yeah, but my running too fast also, like, you can see that I have legs. But I don't know that you can eat because I've never seen you mail.
I mean, you see that the burger's not the same as it was earlier. So obviously it's going somewhere. Look, this is these are very personal questions. I'm not sure I appreciate this line of questioning.
Kronos' mouth is their own business.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Gwen looks in between the two of you and then, like, looks down to the ground underneath Kronos. He's, like, looking for food. Wondering what Kronos has done with it.
Okay, so I want to use telekinesis to knock Gwen's chair out from underneath them.
Alrighty.
Go ahead and roll me that unleash your powers, my guy.
Is that plus freak?
Yep, plus freak.
Okay.
What would I need to roll to save myself?
We'll see how badly he fucks up.
Ooh, true.
If he does.
I got a 3.
Ooh!
I rolled 2 ones, and I have a +1.
Critical failure!
Wow.
I don't like these dice.
Mark potential.
Yay!
Gwen, you feel the chair beneath you kind of shudder a bit and kind of able to use that type of stand up away from it. As the chair does get flung back away from Gwen, it also passes over the counter and into the food preparation area. There's a loud crash of chair on metal cookers and fryers, and the yelps of several fast food workers.
Gwen is going to, I'm assuming that there's, like, just a stand where there's, like, grab your stuff to go containers. He's sure. Going to speed there, like, and basically, like, get everybody's stuff in to go containers and grab it, put it in a bag, and be like, so we're leaving. Like, walking.
We can't leave. We have to make sure they're okay.
He's walking up backwards. We are not making sure these people are okay. There's knives in there. I don't want to die like this.
You're a hero.
Also smart. Very smart. Let's not.
Gosh, Gwen, why would you throw your chair like that? What did they ever do to you?
See? Exactly. I know he's going to blame me. I've got to go. You guys have fun checking on him. And he is running out.
I'm following Gwen.
Kronos is going to go over and, like, check to see how much damage is done and then start to, like, try to put things back where it looks like they're supposed to go.
Jace is going to do the same, but he's going to give, like, one last look to where Gwen and Mitch just went, sigh, and just under his breath, like, he turns and he just is like, oh, Kronos, why did you have to do that?
I mean, I didn't mean for it to happen like this.
I know.
I mean, I'm sorry. I didn't.
I want to use one of my moves of comfort or support.
Yeah.
Aw.
So I roll with mundane. 8 plus... What is my mundane? 8 plus 1 is 9. So let's see. On a hit, they hear you. They mark potential clear condition or shift labels if they open up to you.
Kronos, he just kind of looks off to the left and he's like, sometimes it feels like I'm not in control. Like, I'll start doing something and I'll lose control and it's like something else takes over. I don't know what it is.
It's okay. That's what friends are for. We will figure this out together. You have a family now. We look after each other.
Kronos will, put a hand onto Jace's shoulder, and after like a brief minute of that, feels kind of awkward, and then goes back to helping put stuff where it's supposed to go.
And Jace helps too.
So we follow Mitch and Gwen doing a dine and dash, which I love.
Mm-hmm.
To be fair, they paid for it, just someone else did.
Yeah, yeah.
Semantics.
Gwen is moving very slowly for him, which is fast for a normal person, mm-hmm. To try to let Mitch sort of keep pace with him. So you keep seeing him try to almost turn back, and he's then pushing him forward. He's like, Mitch, we really should have probably checked on those people. Probably. Right?
The chair is not that heavy. Like, I think they're good. I think they're good. We didn't hear a smoke alarm go off. They're fine.
But if they weren't, we would have just left someone potentially injured by a chair on their own.
Well, that's what those guys are for. That's what we have a Jace for. That's why a Jace has been stationed with us.
I mean, I just, now that I think about it, like, I panicked and I left, but that, doesn't that seem like a bad thing?
I've got a real loose sense of good things and bad things. I have a sense of doing your job well. And it's not my job to serve those servers. They're the servers. That's the whole point of it. It's my job to pay for food, which I did, eat it, and enjoy it, and leave a tip, which I did, which was origami, the beautiful art.
Oh, God, we are the bad. We are bad.
Well, don't look so upset about it.
I did the thing that you would do, and you're like a really great litmus test for what's bad or not.
I know you're saying that like I'm not supposed to be proud of it, but...
No, that's great. No, honestly, like, I need someone like that. I should go back there and help.
Help if you want. I'll stay here. I'll watch the food. Fine.
And gives you the food.
Mm-hmm.
And he prepares to dash back.
As you turn and dash, you bump into someone just kind of walking up the road.
Okay. I presume I'm not already moving super fast, so I'm probably only minorly hit him, not like turn him into a splatter on accident. That would be cool.
Let's hope.
So I bump into them. Oh, I'm so sorry. Excuse me. And he also remembers now to put his domino mask back on. So that would have been very bad. He's like, oh shit. When he looks up, he firmly puts it on and looks up, who does he see?
He sees slightly taller than you.
Black man.
With kind of mid-fade, like short dreads, wearing a very like deep V shirt, denim jacket, and then skinny distressed jeans tucked into boots. And they place a hand on you and just say, sorry, is everything okay?
Yeah, it's fine. Sorry, bump into you. Nice outfit. So looks it up and down.
Thanks. Sorry. And he like pushes you past him. He's like, I'm kind of in a rush.
Yeah, so am I. Sir. And he, says, be careful on your way, citizen, I guess. And picks up off where he was running, slightly confused. I think there's a bad feeling in the back of his head, like a bad taste on his tongue.
Mitch, you see this man like walking basically to pass you and kind of nods at you.
I think I give him a very curt nod back.
Something familiar about him as well.
Is there anything I can roll to refresh my memory about this guy?
Is there something on Pierce's mask? Yeah, like Pierce his mask.
Okay. And then
Pierce that mask.
What do I add to that? Oh, there it is.
Plus mundane.
Okay. Oof, it's a whopping 6. Okay, a 7. I have a 7 altogether.
Okay. So you get to ask one of the questions. What are you really planning? What do you want me to do? What do you intend to do? How can I get your character to something? Or how can I gain influence?
What do you intend to do?
He intends to keep walking on his way and help Gwen if he can.
Okay. Like, that doesn't sound suspicious. I'm watching this guy. I'm chomping down on my burger wrapped in a silk handkerchief instead of the paper wrapper. Because I've got a million of them in their disposable, essentially. I'm chomping on that burger and I'm watching that guy. I'm side-eyeing that guy along down the sidewalk.
He gets to, like, a crossing. Street's pretty empty. Turns left around a corner and I don't see him anymore.
I am personally wondering if there's anything I can roll to sort of connect some dots really quickly. Would that also be Pierce the Mask? Or would that be assess the situation?
Yeah, maybe you can assess the situation. And see kind of what... Oh, yeah, there's a bunch of questions on the assess situation if you get out of this.
Okay, 4 and 5. Awesome. So that's a 9, and assesses plus safe.
Superior.
Assesses plus superior. Well, then, that is a whopping 0. So 9.
So you get a question.
Awesome.
What here can I use to something? What here is the biggest threat? What here is in the greatest danger? Who here is most vulnerable to me? And how can we best end this quickly?
I think what here is the biggest threat to the team as a whole.
Ooh.
You're right. There was something weird about that guy. He is absolutely a threat to the team.
Alrighty. Well then, he runs until he's certain he's given that man enough time to have walked past, and then he dashes back to Mitch. So it looks absolutely stupid, but he goes, and hey, Mitch?
Yeah?
I was thinking maybe we should walk together back. You know, maybe they'd want both of us to go back there.
Yeah. No, you're making sense. Here, take this bag back. I'm not carrying both of these bags if we're walking together.
For sure, no, it makes total sense. Yeah.
Yeah, teamwork.
Both hands, or both arms wraps around, and he's sort of clearly keeping an eye on the surroundings around him. Mm-hmm. So we haven't talked a lot about you. How's your family life like?
Oh, Dad's good. He beat up the mayor's second best bodyguard this week, and I was really proud of him. And then to celebrate, I got up early. I cooked my dad breakfast. What a champ am I, huh? French toast.
Yeah, that sounds fascinating. Is your dad actually a bad guy? Like, you talk about this all the time, but I've been thinking you're joking.
Oh, no, you know my dad. Everybody's heard of Butch Carver, right? He's, like, the best henchman in the entire city.
I don't know any Butch Carver, but I'll ask Jace about him. Maybe Jace knows.
Oh, yeah. I think my dad has beat up 2 various God Rangers throughout the years. Don't remember the colors, but I think 2 of them.
Sure. That sounds like a simple, easy thing to do.
Oh, yeah, for Dad it is. Have you seen Dad? Here, and I, like, shift the bag over in my arm, and my lock screen is, like, a picture of me and my dad at, like, at, like, the beach or something. We're standing next to, like, a statue of, like, a cool pirate or something. It's me and my dad and the statue of a cool pirate, and we're, like, doing the pirate pose with the pirate, and, yeah, my dad is a giant buff man.
You both are absolutely in 3-piece suits.
Dad's a little bit more casual than I am. He has taken his jacket off and he has it over one shoulder.
Oh, God. I hate this.
Yeah, so, I mean, look at him. He can do anything he wants.
He is muscular. That's for sure.
He could beat up your dad, couldn't he? He can beat up everyone's dads.
No one could beat up my dad.
Oh, why not?
Reasons. Good ones, even.
Good one. Good reasons. Better than a fist? Better than 2 fists.
Let's just say neither of our dads are necessarily good guys, and leave it at that.
Okay. I'd protect my father. You're allowed to protect yours.
Yeah. I guess we kind of do have something in common, then.
Yeah.
You hacking the school to help me out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let me know next time you're up for that. I need to just stretch my hacking skills. Gotta keep them sharp. It's been a while since I've done a test. I hacked into the lunch menu, and I got us all riblets on Thursday, but that's easy stuff. I could do another test run.
Have you also considered that maybe hacking into the same school is decreasing your hacking ability? It's a simple system. Shouldn't you try something bigger? Not that I'm saying that you should try something illegal. Just, like, something, I don't know, different.
I would like to hack into other high schools. I am thinking of sneaking into the homecoming game at East this upcoming weekend. Maybe see if I can, like, spell my name out on the scoreboard. Just to test it out. Just to test those waters.
And as Gwendolyn sort of, like, we see Gwendolyn sort of grab both parts of the temple. And just, like, that's not quite what I meant as they walk. The camera probably pans back. To our friends cleaning up a mess.
So I think, like, the mess has been cleaned up. You guys were thanked and asked, like, oh, who threw a chair directly at all of us.
It was a villain. They ran him.
With that, thankfully glossed over, you guys meet back up.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hi.
We got everything taken care of in there. What brings y'all back over? I thought we were just going to meet back up at the hideout.
Kronos has got to have their cheese fries before they get soggy. You got to eat cheese fries fresh. And Mitch is like unloading everything out of the bag he's carrying.
When you get to the cheese fries container, they're already gone.
Do, 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 ding, ding, ding. Yeah, the X-Files theme starts playing in the background.
And Kronos does a little burp.
Very cute.
I get that it's supposed to be rude, but I still really am curious about how you eat without any perceivable mouth. I know it's rude, but like, I would love to understand this at some point.
Well, there's a lot of things that I'd love to understand too. Unfortunately, that's not how life works.
Can Jace kind of tell that they're acting a little bit funny? Like they're kind of on guard, almost?
Wouldn't that be Pierce the Mask? Wouldn't that be what that is?
Then let's Pierce the Mask.
Roll it against me. How dare you? Fight me. So,
Pierce the Mask is plus mundane. So that is a 9.
You also have an influence, so you get plus 1.
Oh, so that's a 10 then.
So you get to ask 2 of those questions.
How do I get your character to tell me what's bothering them?
Which character? Is this for both of us, or?
Oh, no, this is for Gwen.
Okay. If you can get Gwen alone without the other ones, you can probably... It'll be as simple as just really asking what's bothering. And then not taking the first incredibly obvious lie as the truth. Gwen's not a great liar. So you can probably get him to sort of be like, you know, tell me, like, I want to hear the truth.
Okay. What do you want me to do?
What does Gwen want you to do?
Uh-huh.
Gwen wants you to assume that he's fine and not ask any questions.
Hmm. And what do you intend to do?
Gwen intends to hunt for the man on his own. Without anybody else around. But he doesn't want anybody else to get in trouble or harm. So he needs you all to be in essentially one location where you're probably safe so he can go look for him without any of you guys knowing.
Jace bites his lip and is kind of looking at Gwen really intensely.
Are you okay, Jace? Is there something? Is there food?
No. No, sorry. Just... thinking. I guess we should go back to the hideout, huh? Regroup, process what just happened?
Yeah, sounds like a plan.
A great idea. We should definitely go back there, I think. Yeah, let's go. Let's get going, actually, guys. And he starts walking that direction very slowly. Do we still have the ship? Did we bring the ship this way?
Yeah.
Yes.
Did we park the ship on the roof of the diner?
Yes, and it is invisible. So Kronos pulls out a small like key fob thing and presses a button, and there are 2 beeps, and the ship turns on and like lifts off and settles down right in front of us, and then turns visible again and walks into the ship.
Jace follows.
Mitch calls shotgun.
Before Gwen walks on, he takes one small look around.
Hello everyone, and welcome to the middle of the episode break. I'm basically going to use this time to tell you where you can find us on Twitter, give you a recommendation, and then I will let you get back into the action? Question mark? So, before I get into that, I just want to go ahead and thank you guys for reacting so positively to the one shot that meant that this could be a thing. From the outset, this was not intended to ever be a long-form campaign, and then somewhere in the recording of the one shot, we basically decided, yup, we want to do this forever, or as long as everyone survives. And I just want to say thank you to you guys, as well as thank you to my cast for just being fucking incredible. It's basically a joy that I get to sit down and play with these guys every so often, and they get to make me cry, which is also a lot of fun. I hope you're looking forward to what we have in the future. You can find The Lost Library online at Lost Library Cast. You can send us an email by using lostlibrary@fifthdraw.com. And as ever, as with the one shot anyway, our theme music is Save the World by Cambo, available on the Free Music Archive. For a high tier recommendation this month, I would like you all to go and check out Gem Jammer. It's a 5th edition actual play set in the world of Spelljammer, which is so very exciting to me. We have our cast of Kit, Annie, Mackenzie, and Vicky. And these girls do a wonderful job of bringing something new to the roster of D&D actual play games. You can find them wherever any good podcasts are available. You can follow them on Twitter at GemJamCast, or you can watch it on YouTube at the YouTube channel Crooked Russian Cam, where they have a bunch of other gaming-related things on there as well. And I believe that does it for us. As my voice is kind of crapping out, I'm very sick at the moment. I will let you get back to the rest of this episode, and be sure to check out the second part of episode 1 next Saturday. So you guys are flying to the school at like 10 o'clock in the evening.
We can't help where our hideout is.
This is admittedly the nerdiest thing ever that we have a hideout at the school, and we're going there on it like up at, this is Wednesday, isn't it?
It's Wednesday.
Never mind. Mm-hmm. This makes total sense. Sleepover at the school. Sorry. Go on.
I mean, I guess we could have used Kronos's like sanctuary as a hideout, but Kronos doesn't like to invite people back to their place.
It's a private goal of Mitch's, but he's taking it slow.
Oh, on the right back, who's driving the airship, right? It's Kronos, right? It's Kronos.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a Kronos and Mitch at the front, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead. So Gwen sort of like leans over towards Jason and goes, how long do you think it's going to take the two of them to pick up on like what they've been laying down?
I give it a few more days. Week tops.
I think they won't even realize until prom that they've been slowly tangoing around each other.
Oh. Also, are you going to tell me what's really going on?
Well, we should probably get going faster. We got a long way to go. Gotta get moving. You know? Speedster. And he grabs all the milkshakes and just starts like, he doesn't even use the straw, he just takes off the top and starts chugging it. Just isn't eating it.
Jace just sighs a little bit, but lets the moment pass.
So we get reintroduced to your gross and awful hideout underneath the school pool.
Everything smells like chlorine and sadness.
And hot dogs.
And Mitch's cologne.
Teenage boy.
When you guys enter, like, the lights kind of flicker on, it's almost exactly as you left it.
Almost?
There's a plastic bag that's kind of, like, been tied up from an American supermarket chain.
An American supermarket chain, I'm screaming.
And there's an envelope on top of the bag.
That's the name of the supermarket chain.
American supermarket chain. Yeah.
Yes! Awesome.
Yeah, so there's an envelope just sat on top of the bag. And it has the name Gwen on it, and it looks like Gwen wrote it.
Gwen? Well, who's closest to it?
However you guys enter in.
Who would have been in the room first?
I think Kronos would have been in the room last.
Well, then I'm second to last.
Jace probably would have went in first because he opened it up.
Yep.
Okay. Is this thing in front of the door, or is it inside the room?
It's just, like, on the table.
Oh, cool. Well, then Gwen's going to zip over the instant he sees it and grab the letter before anybody else can read it. And then pry it open.
Again, in your handwriting. Dear Gwen, make sure to eat these. I found that they help, and I don't want you dying on me. From a secret admirer.
Gwen's eyes, like, go... He looks a little bit confused, and then he looks up at everybody in the room. Looking at Mitch for a second. Mitch just sits there and nods at him, apparently. I'm sure that was Melissa, but I'm gonna headcanon that. What the letter's about, just sitting there nodding.
Mitch wants to trick you into thinking he has gotten you a gift when he really hasn't.
And what's in the bag? So
there's like a bunch of wrapped like protein bars, all in different flavors.
Thanks, he says, just sort of to the open air.
What's that?
Looking around. A gift, apparently, from a secret admirer.
Oh, a secret admirer.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds more like a joke than anything else. I'm sure nobody's like... Anyway, nobody at the school would even have figured out that our hideout is directly underneath the pool, because who would want a hideout here? So I... Yeah. He's sort of, it's just trying to look at it.
What's in it?
A bunch of protein bars, funnily enough.
Maybe your secret admirer is one of the coaches, and they want to recruit you for a sport. They admire your physical ability.
What kind of crappy gift is a protein bar?
Exactly the kind of crappy gift a coach would give.
Are they at least, like, tasty flavors?
Well, picks one up. It says boysenberry pomegranate.
I think that's just code for bland.
He kind of looks, it looks like kind of like a woman's fitness bar. If there's anything wrong with that, just, like, interesting that they're all women's sports bars. They're called Moons? Moon sports bar? I don't know.
I don't know either.
Well, thanks to whoever it was for looking out for me, I guess. Yeah, maybe it's probably just a high school coach or something.
But the coaches don't know we're down here.
Maybe they just...
Is no one else a little concerned that a coach signed it your secret admirer, apparently?
Or that they found our secret hideout?
I mean, we don't really have much here to, like, be worried about.
Other than all of Mitch's equipment with all of the data on him.
It's triple encrypted, and I've got everything backed up on my computer at home. Hold on, though. And I checked the mini fridge, and the mini fridge still has all the Mountain Dew I left in it. So I'm like, okay. I know the swim coach is also a Mountain Dew drinker, and my Mountain Dews are safe. He would have taken them if it was him, so it's not the swim coach. Swim coach is out.
Well, I don't mean to be rude, but, like, didn't we have a whole two canisters of, like, normal Mountain Dew that were just, you know, the 12-packs? Didn't we have any points to where the 12-packs were previously? They're not... I'm not saying that it's a swim coach, because I still think that's crazy, but, like, they did take our soda for whatever reason.
So we have somebody who is affectionate and thirsty.
Those could be the same thing.
This is true.
And Jace walks over to the computer and starts typing stuff in.
Just stuff.
Like, he starts basically making a field report for the God Rangers about what happened.
As he's doing this... when you say like affectionate and thirsty, attempts to connect eyes with Jace and sort of like subtly point at both of them.
Jace just winks.
Yep. That's, yes, exactly. Well, while you guys do this, I'm going to go see if maybe I can do a perimeter search and check to see if the person who left this letter is still around. That makes sense. I'll be right back. And he is going to zoom out the door.
Kronos has gone over to the chair they have in the corner and is reading.
What are you reading? What class is that for?
I'm not in classes. I'm trying to figure out how to better use my abilities. So I'm just, you know, trying to read up on some theory physics stuff. I don't really get it, but hopefully some of it'll sink in or something.
Yeah, that probably is better than taking Mr. Z's physics class. It's never a movie. You always hope it's going to be a movie. It never is.
Yeah, I remember so back when I was in school, I had this one teacher, like the entire year, it was just movie after movie. It was the best year of science ever.
What kind of science movies did you watch? Flubber?
Yeah, there was at least three times.
Oh my, you need three times to let all of Flubber soak in.
Right? Oh man. Good times.
You really should think of joining the school. I mean, sometimes it sucks, but I try and make it suck less. Like I said, we had Riblets Day. I can get you any test scores you want. I can spell your name up on the sports reader board.
I'm just going to pretend like I'm not hearing any of this.
Jace, again, I can take care of that if you want. Just let me know.
No, I got to do this. And he's typing, but in a window, like kind of obscured a little bit, he sent a drone to make sure that Gwen is okay. And he looks like his back is to the both of you, but when the camera swings around to his face, he looks really guilty.
Yeah, and we move from like the drone's camera view kind of following Gwen to the resolution clears and it's just Gwen walking around the perimeter. Or, you know, what are you actually doing?
Oh, he's totally dashing. He's dashing for the last place him and Mitch were with that cat. He knows it's pretty late after that, but he's still going to try to, like, see if that guy is anywhere nearby. So he's basically doing super full search, trying to, like, full search through parts of the city. It's not going to work well, because he's fast, that's still going to take time, but...
Roll me and unleash your powers.
Oh gosh. I'm ready for this. Ooh, okay, a 6 gas, bitch! And a 5. Minus 1, though, so if that's 10 as opposed to 11.
It's probably just because you're focused and, like, not having to do it in kind of like a cramped space, but this is kind of like the fastest and most precise you've ever ran.
Mm-hmm.
And you're able to basically, like, rip through all of, like, downtown Alcyon City at, I guess, like, 10:30 at night pretty quickly. And you kind of, like, do a kind of circle of where you were talking with Mitch. And, like I say, this was the fastest, most precise you've ever run. And you are confident that this guy is nowhere around where he was earlier.
All right, he's going to stop. You know, sort of at a certain point. He doesn't want to be gone too long because he knows that if the other two don't start worrying, Jace is going to notice. Because he always notices, which is something he typically really likes about Jace, but he was kind of hoping Jace might just be like, I'm distracted this one time. looking around, doesn't see anything, then he's going to sort of take down his tank top a little bit and examine some of the, like, a bit of the scarring on his chest, and sort of clench his hand a little bit, then, like, pull it back up, and dash back. This time, however, he's gonna be a little bit careful, because previously he was just, like, dashing, but his shoes aren't the superhero shoes, so if he's careful, the rubber will melt to his feet. So he's gonna be a little more careful this time.
Yeah, so all of that, like, happened in the space of, like, a minute. So the drone has been activated, like, left to look for Gwen, and, like, as Gwen just, like, speeds, like, into frame, like, around the perimeter of the base.
Jace immediately recalls it.
And he dashes back into the hideout proper. I didn't see him. Ooh. But these protein bars actually are pretty helpful. So I get tired running like that. But he's nowhere to be found, the guy. Or girl. It could have been a girl secret admirer. Not that I'm super pretty or anything. Just that, you know, people of all genders can be attracted to any... I don't see them. I don't see anybody.
Jace is just kind of smiling to himself in spite of himself.
Kronos, without glancing up from their book, says, we could have just checked the cameras. And then turns another page.
Yeah, I think Mitch is like, yeah, I can hack into like all of the cameras all around the school. I was just kind of waiting for somebody to ask me. Appreciate the work I do for you guys.
I always appreciate the work you do, Mitch.
Thank you.
Yeah, so it's pretty easy to pull up like the video file for your own, for like the hideout cameras. You click on the one, you kind of space it to about to a few hours, and watching through, the table just kind of like sits there, and then you're certain there's no jump in the camera, there's nothing wrong with it. The bag is just there.
Can we make it go into super slow-mo?
Yeah, I can enhance and zoom in.
And keep all that beautiful resolution.
Oh, of course.
Oh, of course.
This is a plot.
We have the best HD cameras.
They call me the resolution king down here.
So yeah, you enhance and zoom several times. It's just like a Minority Report. It's great. The best you can manage is like the cuff of a denim jacket leaving the bag.
Mitch puts it together. Mitch has a very strong ensemble memory. And he turns to Gwen and he's like, is this the same denim jacket guy?
I wouldn't know. But he's wearing a denim jacket.
What denim jacket guy?
There was a man who passed by us earlier in a denim jacket. That's all. Passed by.
Who was a super?
I mean, I don't know. Mitch is suggesting that he is, but I don't know. Mitch, do you know of any supervillains who wear denim jackets?
On the off hours, not during business hours. I just feel like the cuff is the same. The button is the same. This could be an off-the-rack jacket, I guess. But it feels like too much of a coincidence to not be the same person.
Chronos slams their book closed. The denim bandit!
But it's a reverse bandit, because they left something here. What's the opposite of a bandit?
It's just Santa Claus. It's just Santa Claus and denim, clearly.
Canadian Santa Claus.
It's clearly what it is. We should see if we can find any information on the Canadian Santa.
Look, Jace, it's clear we're all too tired to really come up with anything. We should forget about it for now.
I don't know what you're talking about. It's clearly the Canadian Santa.
Yeah, I think we all are tired, I guess.
I should hit the books at home anyway.
Okay, so meet up tomorrow?
Yeah. Yeah, sure. After homeroom.
Yeah. Lunchroom antics as usual.
Okay. And Jace kind of looks around the room and he looks at Gwen one last time and he takes off his ascot. Ride to Olympus. And he throws it into the air and it glows blue and this light just flashes down and Jace disappears.
You're such a fucking nerd.
I would have just given him a ride home, but fine, show off.
Gwen is just like, even Gwen is like, oh my god, ride to Olympus, this boy is too much.
The Lost Library is a production of the Fifth Draw family of podcasts and can be found at fifthdraw.com. You can email us at lostlibrary@fifthdraw.com or follow us on Twitter @LostLibraryCast.